This is the Reverend Christy Hoard from St. John's Episcopal Church in Pensacola, Florida. Thank you for tuning in to our podcast, St. John's Talks, a collection of sermons, interviews, and speaker events here at St. John's Episcopal Church. I hope you enjoy.
One God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. So there was a young family, the Johnson family, and they were with their five-year-old daughter, and so they like to sit up close at the church service, as we can see, not necessarily what's happening here at St. John's. But they like to sit up close during the service so that their little daughter, Annie, could see what was going on. And they were attending an Episcopal church on this particular Sunday, and the priest was baptizing an infant. And Annie was quite taken with the whole ritual, particularly when the priest poured the water over the baby's head. And with a very quizzical look, the little girl turned to her father, and with a loud voice that reverberated throughout the church, she said, "Daddy, why are they brainwashing that baby?" So each time in the Episcopal Church or many other faith traditions, when we renew our baptismal vows, one of them being Easter Sunday, when we have a baptism, we as a congregation, as a group of people who are lifting up the newly baptized, renew our vows with them. We remind ourselves and one another, hence reading it out loud and proclaiming it to each other, that we will, and these are the words in our baptismal covenant, seek and serve Christ in all persons. That we will love our neighbors as ourselves. That we will strive for justice and peace among all people. And that we will respect the dignity of every human being. When we break it down to those simple, short phrases, I don't know about you, but it feels a little overwhelming. So I wanted to take each one in kind. Seek and serving Christ in all persons. All persons. If we believe that everyone is made in the image of God, then we are called to find that image of God in every person. And yes, sometimes we have to look really hard. And then that is the person to which, that image of God to which we are called to respond, to seek and to serve Christ in all persons. It reminded me of this loving our neighbors as ourselves. Now, let's not forget that it says we are to love ourselves. And I'm not talking about that sort of selfish, you know, self-reflecting, navel-gazing sort of love. What I'm saying is that Christ knows and God knows that unless we are okay with who we are, our love cannot reverberate out unto the world. I was having a conversation with a friend several weeks ago, and I said, you know, I just think that part of the challenge of the world, this world that God has an idea of what this world is supposed to look like, and we seem so far away from it. I said, I just think there are a lot of people walking around that just don't love themselves. And if we're not okay with who we are, how can we be okay with who other people are? It starts in our heart. Because God loves us for who we are. And when we can start from there, we are not needy of another person to fulfill that hole. And then our relationship becomes one of friendship and service, not one of what can I get? Because we are whole in ourselves. Serve, seek and serve Christ in all persons, love our neighbors as ourselves. And when we think about our neighbors, there's a wonderful poem that I've sort of added to it because it could go on and on. It says, love thy neighbor, love thy homeless neighbor, love thy wealthy neighbor, love thy poor neighbor, love thy LGBTQ plus neighbor, love thy Muslim neighbor, love thy immigrant neighbor, love thy addicted neighbor, love thy neighbor in recovery, love thy Christian neighbor, love thy atheist neighbor, love thy Democrat neighbor, love thy Republican neighbor, love that liberal neighbor, and love those who can't seem to find where they fit in. Love thy neighbor that prefers dogs over cats. Love thy neighbor who has too many cats. Love thy neighbor with the loud, obnoxious children. Love thy neighbor that we have to build a fence because we can't decide which part of the lawn needs to be mowed. Love thy Jewish neighbor. Love thy black neighbor, thy Asian neighbor, thy white neighbor, thy straight neighbor. We have so many labels for the children of God. And Jesus sums it up and says one thing: love our neighbor as ourself. And yes, sometimes that love requires what I like to call ECR, extra grace required. We all know those people in our life. In our baptismal covenant, we are also reminded and we proclaim that we will strive for justice and peace among all people. There's that word again, all. That we will strive. Friends, strive is an action word. We are not just to be bystanders. And prayer, yes, is an action. But we are often called to more action to achieve this justice and peace that we proclaim as baptized Christians we will strive for. Notice that in the reading from Acts today, the circumcised, that would be those, the devout Jews, right? That would be the crowd, that the in crowd, those that are circumcised. They are astounded. Astounded is the word that is chosen here, that the Gentiles, these outsiders, there's a big distinction here that they're making. The circumcised are astounded that the Gentiles, these outsiders, receive the gift of the Holy Spirit too. So when we struggle with this idea that all people, humanity's been dealing with this for a long time. But here in Acts, we see that yes, all people are children of God and can receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. When we renew our baptismal covenant, we proclaim that we will respect the dignity of every human being. The dignity of every human being. Again, some needing that extra grace required. And this, Christ says, is when you become my friends. How do our words and our actions show respect for those that we disagree with? How do our words and our actions show respect for those that maybe we even somewhat despise? But if we recognize that God is in every human being, there is a level of dignity that every human being deserves. And that we as baptized Christians are called to reach and respect that dignity. No matter what they look like on the outside, underneath there is an element of dignity simply because they are human. You see, Jesus wants to take their relationship to the next level. And when we are baptized into the body of Christ, that is what we are asked to do. We are asked to take that relationship that we have with God and Jesus Christ to the next level. We're leveling up, friends, as I would say in the video games. And granted, some people level up faster. I'm not very good at video games, so something tells me it's going to take me a little longer. But we're also reminded that it's in community, it is in the body of Christ that we are fulfilling God's purpose. And why is that? Because we're going to fall. We're going to come up short. And extra grace is required with a lot of people into church. And we're going to learn from each other. And we're going to support each other, and we're going to encourage each other. And where else in the world can you sit in a room of people that you may have not talked to or don't know, that may have totally different ideas and ideologies and theologies, but yet you're all here for the same reason: love of God in Jesus Christ. Because community is where we can fulfill God's purpose, which is to create the kingdom of heaven here on earth. And Christ says, Jesus says, you are my friends. Who in this world doesn't need a friend? Jesus is talking to his disciples and he says, you are no longer the servants. There is a growth that happens, and we as baptized Christians are called to grow. So maybe what we can do throughout this week is think about these things in our baptismal vow. Seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving our neighbor as ourselves, striving for justice and peace among all people, and respecting the dignity of every human being. Maybe there's a place in there where we could say, you know what, this week I'm going to focus on growth in that area. Maybe that area is, I'm going to focus on being okay with myself. Or I'm going to focus more on trying to see Christ or God in that one person who just gets under my skin. Or I'm going to look into my community and where are areas that we need help with justice and peace? And how might I be able to participate? Or maybe I just need to begin to listen and to learn. Where are the troubles? What can I do today, this week, throughout my day today that respects the dignity of every human being? That respects the dignity of the person that is on the street corner asking for money, that respects the dignity for the checkout person in the grocery store line, that respects the dignity for the bank teller who's overwhelmed and tired because her children are sick and she doesn't know how she's going to pay the doctor's bills. To respect the dignity of every human being that cuts us off in traffic because they have no idea where they're going. It is becoming tourist season. Which one of these would you like to focus on this week as we grow into the friends that Jesus calls us to be? Again, remembering that it's the community that is going to fulfill God's purpose for this world. None of us can do it alone. And it begins with loving God and loving ourselves and loving each other. And yes, that love might look a little different depending on the relationship. How can we better embody Christ's love and grace in our own relationships? Sometimes I think it's easier to respect the dignity of every human being when they don't actually live in the same house. But how do we better embody Christ's love and grace in our own intimate relationships? I invite you this week to think about what it means to be friends. Who are those people in your life that you can count on, that help you grow, that love you unconditionally? And what does it look like to be that kind of friend to Jesus and to receive that kind of love and friendship from Jesus? And then I hope that it will inspire all of us to again fill out and live out those baptismal vows. One more time. Seek and serve Christ in all persons. Love our neighbor as ourselves. Strive for justice and peace among all people. And respect the dignity of every human being. Amen.